T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So joining us for a few minutes this morning is Professor Richard Hanley, Associate Professor, Journalism, Quinnipiac University. He is one who molds those skulls full of mush into, we hope, objective news readers. Apparently nobody that you've graduated works at CNN. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. How are you today?
I don't know. They all want to be on CNN, don't they?
They do. They like the lights, you know.
I want to be pretty and make a difference in the world. I do. I could report the facts, but why would I do that? Okay.
Well, that was one of CNN.
Hey, that was like 30 years ago. I'm in graduate school, and that's all they want to do. They've got Woodward Bernstein disease. You know, I want to change the world. Couldn't you just report the facts and let people decide? Well, yeah. Anyway, Jeff Zucker yesterday, a brave man, embattled, I'd say, said the network will stand strong against the president's bullying, and said he won't allow the network to be intimidated.
Well, he just wants the network to keep making money the way it's been making money.
Hey, you know, I had a story this morning I saw yesterday. Actually, according to the New York Post, I think it is, Mika and Joe, ever since, you know, the president did his tweet on them, apparently their ratings are way up.
Oh, yeah. You know, Trump has been the greatest asset to cable news ever. MSNBC's up. CNN's doing fine. So they need Trump. They finally have a personality who's outside their network who they can milk for ratings as they have been doing. In CNN, it's all Russia all the time, it seems. So, you know, I think, you know, CNN may, you know, complain about Trump's bullying, but I think they want a little more of it.
Oh, give us more attention, please,
more
please.
More attention, absolutely.
Okay, what was really, you know, and Jim was talking about it a little bit yesterday, Jim and Will. But, I mean, part of it is, you know, the fact is, here's this guy. He puts out this, you know, whatever it was, this GIF. You know, I don't know when he did it. But it was, you know, basically the clip from WWE in which, you know, basically Trump smacked Vince McMahon. And so he had superimposed. And apparently it's easy to do. There's an app you can do that. And, you know, so they said, I feel very frightened. This guy has threatened us.
You know what that was? That's the internet form of a political cartoon. The overreaction to that was astonishing, because anyone who's, you know, native to internet culture would see it for what it was. It was an attempt at humor. It had political commentary wrapped in the one, which is, by the way, a part of what you find on Reddit, that discussion board. So I think there was an overreaction to it. I think because the president tweeted it, it was like he was sanctioning violence. But to me, as many others, it was really just the 21st century version of the political cartoon.
Well, you know, and, you know, the fact of the matter is what was really lamentable was, and, you know, Allison Camerata and some of the others on CNN, some of the other readers, were essentially, you know, saying, hey, we found this guy, and he promises never to do it again, and he took his website down. But, of course, if he does try it again, well, you know, we could release more information about him. I mean, that's just punk.
Right, right. And then CNN, you know, revealed that it has problems with two things, one of which is priorities and the other of which is perspective. This is like going after someone on talk radio because, you know, Vinny from Queens who made a comment about something. It's like, why do that? Why go after a Reddit user, fuck people? That's not the story. So that shows they use their investigative sort of resources to go after a Reddit user instead of using those resources to perhaps try to identify hackers, try to identify some technological flaws that lead to hacking and so forth. And, you know, and just the perspective is, why go after the person? That's not journalism. You know, that's just some gotcha gimmick that I find quite disturbing.
Do you think they were honestly concerned about, you know, attacks on news people, or do you think they had their feelings hurt?
No, I think there's a general tone that the Trump administration, you know, is, you know, inciting people
combative
to turn against media.
Yeah.
And I think that's well documented and whatnot. But I do think they just don't understand the 21st century in terms of the technology and how ordinary people can make political commentary against media, against politicians, against radio hosts, against professors,
right,
by coming up with these comical GIFs or short videos and memes. And that's, you know, just the nature of the terrain, and you just got to learn to live with it, because that's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be for quite some time.
Well, over the weekend, and I'm still halfway through it, but Cheryl Atkinson just wrote, a former CBS reporter, has written a book called Smear, and it's essentially how this all works. And so much, and this kind of goes back to what you're saying, Will, is that, you know, with a few algorithms and a little bit of work, you know, you can make it appear as if there are literally millions of people who are upset by Rush Limbaugh, case in point. And so a lot of what you read is just fake. It's phony.
Well, a lot of what's amplified is fake, because there could be, on Twitter, for example, these preponderance of evidence that much of the traffic is created by bots. So you could basically manipulate an issue and make it appear much more important, much more,
more of a groundswell.
More of a grassroots movement than it really is.
It's really not.
And it's not that hard to detect bot activity.
You know, I do remember when, Nordstrom selling Ivanka Trump stuff, I guess. And so, you know, these people, they start this campaign, you know, I'm never going to shop at Nordstrom. My guess is most of those people have never been in a Nordstrom, but that's okay. And as it turns out for Ivanka Trump, just as it turned out for Joe and Mika, that actually, she sold a lot of merchandise off that.
Well, it's what there's a backlash to things on the internet, and, you know, sometimes it leads to sales of more dresses and shoes, and sometimes it leads to more eyeballs on your screen.
And that's what they're getting. Hey, thank you very much for being on. It's always great to talk to you. Hope you're having a great summer, Rich.
Thanks, Ray. Yeah, it's great.
All right. Richard Handley, Associate Professor of Journalism at Quinnipiac University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.